This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
All right, welcome in to Final Pitch here on The Good Neighbor, and we're going to talk Twins baseball like we always do for the next 30 minutes. Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs, the phone lines and the text line is always open to you, 651-461-9226. The Twins, after all of the trades, the new-look Twins, same result. They fall, walk-off fashion, extra innings, Cleveland Guardians 3-2. 3-2 to the Guardians tonight. 651-461-9226. And tonight, if we want to utilize our 30 minutes as kind of a vent session, that's fine. But we're going to have to adjust. And the adjustment has to be looking at this team through a different lens because we are officially in rebuild mode. Okay. That's not how I view the first half of the season. I viewed the first half of the season as a team that was underachieving. Now we are in rebuild mode. In the NBA or in the National Football League, when things like this happen and you are on the second half of the season, what do teams do, right? If you're an NFL team, you're tanking to try to get a good quarterback or a good, you know, draft pick or whatever. NBA, same thing, right? Like, who do you want? Major League Baseball is different, right? It can be a crapshoot with the draft. And so you're not necessarily doing that. You're going to give your prospects opportunities. You're going to give younger players opportunities. And that's what we expect the Twins organization to do here, right? So, but with all that being said, I'm going to vent a little bit here in this opening segment. And we'll talk about tonight's ball game. But I guess the first thing that I was thinking about later in the game was regardless of whether the Twins won or lost tonight, the one thing that I wanted to see happen was I didn't want to see Joe Ryan tag with a loss. Joe Ryan's going to be with this organization for hopefully quite some time. He is an outstanding pitcher. Pablo Lopez, another outstanding pitcher who's not available right now. And also Byron Buxton, we know what he's done this season and what he means to Twins baseball. Those are names that we know legitimately are ballers. The book and the jury is still out on Matt Wallner, who I like. Trevor Larnach, who I like. Royce Lewis, who I like. Like, there are some guys that still have question marks there. Because of whether it's injuries or whatever. Brooksley, been good. But right now, we are dealing with just a lot of guys that we're going to put in positions to play that legitimately they're not going to be able to do anything. Okay? And when I thought about later in the game, I just wanted Joe Ryan to be able to exit this game and not be tagged with a loss. That happened. So that was a win for me. Joe Ryan tonight went six innings. He gave up five hits, two earned runs. He walked a batter. He struck out four on 98 pitches. And when we got the couple of runs on the fluky play, was really, to be honest with you, Guardians pitcher Gattis, he threw the ball away. And so that allowed Brooks Lee and Christian Vasquez to score on that error. Okay. On the chopper from Austin Martin. Okay. Nice night for Austin. We'll talk about him in a bit. But that was the thing that I was thinking about immediately when we started to get into the fifth and sixth inning. I was like, man, you know what? I just want to see Joe Ryan not get tagged with a loss. Can we put a couple of runs on the board? Please. Let's support him a little bit. This is the venting part, though. And this is the part that's frustrating for me. Okay? And you guys can weigh in. 651-461-9226. Because there's going to be, we got baseball in August. We got baseball in September. So we got 2 months left. And we're going to be talking Twins baseball because we got post-game shows to do and we got Twins games to air and we got Twins games to watch. Tonight was, for me, a couple of moments where I just, not just as a broadcaster, not just as a talk show host, not just as those things, but also as a Twins fan, I got upset. And I got upset because Mickey Gasper had no clue tonight at the plate. He's not a major league hitter. And I hate to watch games where you have zero confidence in a player having any ability to have a positive impact, either at the plate or on the mound. Cody Funderburk, I can't do it. I have no confidence in him when he's on the mound. And Chris, you know me. I always try to see, you know, the silver lining, optimism, whatever. And look, I'll be negative when it's time to be negative, okay? And we'll always praise when there's time to be praising of players. But those two guys specifically, Mickey and Cody, there's no upside to them playing. Now I get it. Like, roster turnover, guys got to play. You got to put guys out there that are less talented than guys that you shipped out, that you traded away. I totally get that. But that was hard to stomach, man. Gasper had no chance in his at-bats tonight. No chance. And Funderburk, he's just not been good the entire season. There have been many a game where I'm looking at him like, oh, man, we need an arm. This is not the arm we need. He just doesn't have it. So I don't know, man, how we're going to – look, we're going to get through the next couple of months, and I'm not going to whine and cry every single night. But watching situations like that – is really hard to stomach.
The way that you said we're going to get through this, it's not like you want to sit here and say we have to stomach it, because that's, I think, the wrong word to use. But it's very frustrating. It was a tough watch tonight, Henry, and it was a tough listen when you see these situations and you're like, okay, we had guys that could execute here, but now it's almost... what we used to call it is an automatic out. And I don't want to say that because that's also derogatory. But I feel like we're in a situation right now where we're looking at it and it's a hope and a prayer to just be competitive. I mean, the very fact that you needed a throwing error on their pitcher just to tie this thing up, that kind of summed it up for me for the entire game.
Yeah, it was frustrating, man. It was. And I know that I'm not the only one. Like, I tweeted about Casper, and people are like, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. Like, no chance. Like, when he was at the plate, did you think that he was going to do anything?
No.
Like, those are some of the worst at-bats that you'd see. But this is where we're at. 651-461.
This is our reality.
This is our reality right now. And I'm not saying he's never going to get a hit. But, man, that was frustrating to watch tonight. Hey, by the way, text line and listening audience. On the text line, text me this, because I'm wondering if I should use the block button on somebody tonight. From the 763, Henry, baseball is a game and is not real life. Tell me, Twins fans, should I block that person for sending that dumb text? I know that baseball is a game. It is real life because these guys play, and it's real life because I'm talking about it on the radio. How is it not real life? No, they're not police officers or firefighters. Like, what are you talking about? Should I text? Should I block that person? Should I block that person, Chris, for sending that dumb text? I'm already frustrated.
No, see, but they've sent that text like five or so. I mean, let them continue. It's one of those auto-populated text messages. I say you just let it ride.
The Texas person. I might need to block this person. We're all frustrated in Twins territory. Why should I not block them? Tell me that. Why should I not block them?
All right, block them. Go for it.
Baseball is a game and it's not real life. I know it's a game. We know it's a game. It's a game that people pay to go see. And yes, it is real life. I don't understand the point of the text.
It's what we're
doing a post game show.
Yes, exactly.
We're doing a post game show. Is this not a real radio show right now? What are you talking about,
Texter? Wake up. Dreaming. You're dreaming.
I might have to block them in the commercial break. They might be a nice person. I don't know. Maybe we'll see what if they text again. 651-461-9226.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Man.
You want to take some calls? That'll make you feel better.
I'd love to take some calls, man. Look, if people want to call, please let's chime in. Let's go to Tim in St. Paul. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. Right. Before you know it, the Minnesota State Fair will be here. We can go get some cheese curds and some mini donuts.
Oh, yeah. That's tiny Tim donuts are pretty good. I'm very frustrated. I am probably leaning towards I don't think I'm going to be attending another game this year. I don't think I can. They traded the wrong people, by the way, I think, as well. I think, you know, people disagree, but I think they should have traded Royce Lewis and Buxton. Buxton's always injured. He's not worth the money. He strikes out too much. The Twins basically just gave up on the team. And I think the fans should not go to the games. I think they should send a clear message to ownership to get the heck out.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Tim in St. Paul. Now, I'll say this. I don't think that that's the way that you go about it. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that you don't – like – when we talk about experiences, when we talk about sporting events, when we talk about having a good time as a sports fan, I don't think that not going to the ballpark is at least for me. I'm not saying people can do whatever they want to do. They can spend their money in whatever they want to spend. But, like, you would think that tickets are going to be cheap. There's going to be a lot of they've already been running specials, what, like the 612 thing that they've been doing for Saturday, stuff like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we have Ticket Tuesdays. So I'm not going to ever say don't go to the ballpark. Even when the Timberwolves were bad, I wasn't saying don't go to Target Center. We know this in sports. They're going to be good teams. They're going to be bad teams. And when you have bad teams, people still want to go and watch. Like, to me, it's not just about the team that you're watching, but it's about watching the opponent too. What if an MVP caliber player comes to Target Field? Do you not want to go see said player? Like, so I'm not really, I to each his own. So my theory on that is I don't really think like that. So I'm different. And plus we have an amazing stadium. I'm going to want to go out there and watch baseball. And I'm not talking about just sitting in the press box or being in a booth. And I'm talking about there's going to be a couple of games I'm going to want to go to before the season is over as a fan sitting in the stands with a couple of buddies on just a random weekend. And so I'll take it in that way. So I'm not advocating for people to not go to Target Field. I don't know how you kind of navigate all of that, Chris.
Yeah. I'll go with the family and I'll go with friends. And at the end of the day, even though the team has taken a different direction in the last 48 hours and, you know, whether or not we agree with it, this is where we're at. Like I said, this is our new reality. We are fortunate and we are blessed to have this team in our region. So at the end of the day, I think that we just need to continue to just do what we're going to do and enjoy the ballpark because we've got some things that are going to be happening in the future. Let's just see what happens with that, and maybe hopefully that will re-energize the fan base.
The other thing that I think that the caller should understand is with regards to Byron Buxton, he has a no-trade clause. He wasn't going anywhere. Like, he made that known in Atlanta The All-Star weekend. So to the caller, was it Tim?
Tim.
He wasn't going anywhere. That was not going to be a thing.
Yeah, the only reason Carlos Correa got traded was because he waived his no trade to go back to Houston, and it makes total sense.
Yeah, let's go to Dean in Excelsior. What's up, Dean?
How's it going, guys? Fun,
doing okay.
Interesting night, huh?
It was an interesting night. It really was, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put some positive spin on this. You ready?
Go ahead, man. Have at it. 3-2-1, positive spin.
Here we go. Let's talk about who wasn't coming back. Bader wasn't coming back. Castro wasn't coming back. Vasquez won't be got back. They trade for a few young catchers. Hopefully somebody pans out. Duffers, don't know if he's going to be the catcher, but they're going to need another one. Okay? They brought in two pitchers. Taj Bradley, maybe. The guy from Philly, Tate, we'll see. But at some point, if you're going to play the type of ball that Rocco Baldelli manages, and you're going to play a little Billy Bean money ball, we got enough over the last 2 years, with the exception of a really good run in the middle of last year. This team wasn't doing it. Now, I don't know if you blow up the whole bullpen. You have Varland under contract. You have Jackson under contract. Maybe even Duran goes. But at some point, you have to cast some faith to the wind, don't you? And say, this isn't working. Now,
yeah,
they didn't blow up the whole thing.
Yeah.
They didn't blow up the whole thing. And
yeah,
clearly, sorry to interrupt, Henry.
Go ahead.
Clearly, you're setting a little bit up for a new owner and clearing some contract. And, you know, we can take a deep dive again as to, is Correa clutch? Is he not clutch? Is he hitting the same way he was? But you got rid of a huge contract, which is going to weigh you down. Yeah, this year's a loss. Maybe next year a little bit. But let's see what new ownership does. Let's see if potentially there's some type of manager that's not just going to manage by the numbers only. I won't take a deep dive on that. But, yeah, for the short-term bad thing, long-term, way too early to judge.
Thanks for the phone call from Dean and Excelsior. I appreciate it. Yep, 651-46. I have no issue. Like, his phone call was awesome. Awesome. And I don't mm-hmm. disagree with anything that he stated. I really don't, Chris. Like, he made some great points, and I agree with him on those points. The only thing that I would say to Dean, and Dean knows this, and he would agree with me on this, in the here and now, it sucks. Like, a couple years from now, maybe it won't suck as much. And guys that we look at, and they've had a little bit of, like, Luke Kuechel, I want to see him again at some point. Like, he was amazing. Like, the week that he was up before he got hit by the, and his forearm was broken, mm-hmm. like, he looked great. Like, those are the type of guys that I want to see long term. But for the here and now, in the right now, like, watching Cody pitch is going to suck. Watching Mickey bat is going to suck. I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah, absolutely, by Dean. Great phone call. I think, Henry, for me, you look at some of these guys and you're like, okay, I can see the upside in, you know, giving Brooksley a little more run with Luke Kuechel. I can understand that. We know that some of these guys are just fillers. And the frustrating for me about that with the fillers is you took the strong point of your team and completely blew it up and now made it a liability because you don't know what's going to happen when you get into the bullpen. No Jax. Okay, no, fine. No Duran. Okay, no Brock Stewart. But then there's no Louis Varland. No, yeah, you can get rid of some of these guys, but the other moves, they just don't make any sense. I'm puzzled as to these guys that were, you know, team control, team friendly contract. Why are these guys gone when they could have been guys that you could have moved them around and put them into better spots? Because the bullpen right now, It's all guys that we don't think are going to be part of the long-term solution.
651-461-9226. We went way over in this opening segment, but chime in if you like on the text line or call in. Better yet, call in here in the second segment here on Final Pitch. Hey, real quick, before we head to our first break, let's just, for clarity's sake, people need to understand that no, Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden are not gone. Those guys are definitely a part of the broadcast team still. They just are not on this trip. We need to go ahead and put that out there because I know that you addressed it. A couple people text earlier, Chris,
yes.
And you addressed it. And there's other people that are texting out asking about Atterbury and about Gladden. No, they're totally fine. They're just not on this road trip.
Yeah, Danny never makes the Cleveland and Detroit loop. So, I mean, Danny's like, you know, Joachim Noah, you know, what's going on in Cleveland? Nobody said I want to go to Cleveland, right? Danny Gladden doesn't go to Cleveland. And Chris Atterbury, you know, this just happened to be, I think, a scheduled time off for him. It was Tim Grubbs tonight who, hey, made his major league debut tonight. Congratulations, Tim.
Congratulations to him.
Absolutely. Man. You know, being a longtime, you know, minor league broadcaster, getting a chance to do Major League Baseball. And, you know, Henry, doing broadcast is hard. You prep and you prep and you prep. But guess what? He's coming in to a brand new team, and you got the chaos of yesterday. Like, everything that he had been working on was blown up, so he's doing this on the fly. And, and Tim, congratulations. Great job. Looking forward to the rest of your calls.
651-461-9226. We'll take a brief pause, come back, get to your text, get to your phone calls, and get to who cooked tonight. And I think it's obvious. We do that next year on Final Pitch.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to Final Pitch News Talk. 830 Twins fall to the Guardians 3-2. We've been taking your phone calls, taking your text. One text that we'll get to here off the top from the 612. Was Varland traded just so we can get rid of the Ty France contract? That's the trade that made no sense. No. To get rid of Ty France? No. Not at all. It wasn't about that. I think that, I mean, realistically, and we'll see what this kid has for us. But Kendry Rojas, I think, is somebody that they looked at and they said, there's something there. He's the pitcher from Toronto that the Twins got. He's 22. And I think that they feel like they have something there. I know nothing about the kid. I know he's from Cuba, but he's a 22-year-old pitcher, 6'2", 190. I think they were looking to see if they can go ahead and start replenishing pitching in their organization and go out and try to grab a couple of starters that maybe they can develop. I think that's how they viewed it, Chris.
Yeah, and listen, you're always going to be on the lookout for starters. You know, one thing that they did, because they kind of did this, and I'm going to go back to the Brusdar-Gratterall trade. Remember when he was traded for Kenta Maeda? And people were like, oh, my God, you're getting rid of this guy that throws 100 miles an hour. Well, what are you doing? Well, Brusdar-Gratterall really never panned out, and the Twins got a nice run out of Kenta Maeda, who was a Cy Young, I believe, a runner-up back in 2020.
We sold high on Gratterall.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we did. And I'm not saying we sold high on Louis Varland, because I think Louis's personal to a lot of us. I think, you know,
one of us.
Yeah, he's a Minnesota kid. You and I know his mom. I mean, I talked to
she worked with us.
Yep. I talked to his mom and dad at Target Field like 3 weeks ago. I mean, I ran into him on the concourse and we were just chatting it up a little bit. So it's frustrating to see that because you think Louis Varland at that point, he's going to be able to be a part of this team long term. But at the same time, you look and it's easier to replace arms in the bullpen. And this kind of goes against what I was saying earlier. It's easier to replace arms in the bullpen than it is to get guys in your starting rotation. And that's also one of the reasons why you go out and you get a guy like Taj Bradley for Griffin Jacks. Not saying it feels good, but I'm just saying that also you step back, you look at it. That's one of the logical reasons why they make these moves.
And Rojas was he's a lefty, and he was the number five prospect in the Toronto Blue Jays system. So we'll see if we can end up.
We can do anything with it.
If we can do something with it, because we did get an up-and-comer in Joe Ryan. Hopefully we can strike gold again. Now it's time to find out who cooked tonight. I think it's pretty obvious who cooked tonight. It was Austin Martin. Austin Martin cooked tonight. And he went 3 for 5 at the plate. And that's awesome because typically when we see Austin Martin, he's not getting a bunch of hits. But tonight it was an Austin Martin type of night. And this was one of his plays.
Here's a line drive, left center field, going to drop. Base hit, left fielder Kwan comes up with it. Throw to the plate is on the mark, and he's got him! Kwan with a great throw. Let's see if we have a challenge here.
All right, so Brooksley was out of the plate. I actually thought that Brooksley was safe. That was it was close. It looked like, I thought he barely got in. But it was one of those too close to calls.
It did. It looked like Brooks with the slide went to the inside and was able to get the foot on home plate before the tag. But then when they looked at the overhead cam, it looked like it was just one of those calls that you couldn't overturn. If they didn't have that overhead camera, then he would have been safe. But, you know, Cleveland, I guess they got all that technology, so that's cool.
Yeah. All right. But Austin Martin, that's Cook Tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. Let's take another phone call from Steve in Apple Valley. What's up, Steve?
That's Icky. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging out with you.
Sweet. Oh, I forgot. My name is Steve, and I'm a Twins fan.
I hope so.
All right, so 2 points. You know, number one, I wasn't a big fan of the year until now. We had a middle-of-the-pack team playing middle-of-the-pack baseball, and that's all this group was ever going to be. That's all they've been for the last 4 or 5 years. Now I am interested. Now I have hope for the future. We added a ton of top 100 prospects to our group. We already have Walker coming up. We've got E-Rod coming up. You know, I have hope now. Now prospect, I have a reason to
hold
watch.
On, Steve, hold on a second. Prospects are just that. Until they actually do something, they're nothing.
Well, I already know the guys we have or had couldn't do anything, so let's shake the bag up.
Okay. And
point
what's the
two.
Other point?
Mm-hmm. Like Chris was talking about earlier, you know, why do we have to trade all the relievers? Why all the relievers? Because that's where our value was. We didn't have value anywhere else that we were going to trade. They weren't trading Ryan, couldn't trade Pablo. The only other value we had was the relievers because our lineup wasn't good enough. So we have all these young prospects coming up who have a chance to see if they can bolster our lineup. And that's the one thing this organization has not done well enough the last 5 years is let the young kids come up and play and develop. Instead, Rooker goes to the A's, Encarnacion, Strand, and Steer go to the Reds, and they develop there instead of developing here. So I am all for this move. I am all for the youth movement. I am all for hope and optimism versus watching middle-of-the-road players play middle-of-the-road baseball.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, Steve. Call more often, man. Steve in Apple Valley with a really good phone call. And I'll say this, Chris. I'm with Steve about the bullpen. Like, you were able to get stuff for the bullpen. I have no issue blowing up the bullpen and trading out all. I'm dead serious. And you know why? Because I've been saying this for 2 years. The Twins bullpen overrated. You know I've been saying that for the last 2 years. Bullpen has been overrated for the Minnesota Twins. We preached bullpen last year, or everybody was talking about how great the bullpen. Bullpen was not good last year. Bullpen got better this year, but still not elite.
The bullpen was the strength of this team this year. I don't think there's any question we can say that was. Here's my question when it comes to the...
When they're under 500, that's not saying much. But, the best part of this team when healthy is the starters.
Yeah, when healthy. That's been the problem, though. It's been the when healthy. Here's my question about it. You're selling everybody right now. What do you do with a Simeon Woods Richardson? Because his plan is five innings, then you hand it over to the bullpen. For these younger guys like a David Festa or, you know, whoever is going to be in that spot, if you get to five innings, then you've got to throw it over to Cody Funderburk, or you have to throw it over to...
Was it working with the guys we just shipped out? No.
I had more confidence. No, I had more confidence in those guys. Let's say Simeon Woods Richardson gives you a quality start.
You have more confidence in them, we're going to get the same result. So what does it matter?
You're not going to get the same result because you don't have the same guys in the bullpen now.
We were losing with those guys, is my point. If we lose in the second half of the season with lesser guys, we were losing in the first half of the season with the same, with those other guys. So what's the, that's why I said different guys, same result.
You have made your team worse in the back half of this
game.
Well,
right now.
But at the same time, though, Henry, with these starters, do you change the plan for a guy like Simeon that has been five innings? Does he have to go longer? Is the leash longer for him? That's what I want to know, because you are not approaching Simeon Woods Richardson and a David Festa in these younger pitchers.
Or Zebby.
But Zebby gets more of a leash. Simeon doesn't have a leash. Do you give these guys a longer leash not having those guys in the bullpen? That's what I want to know.
I say you let these guys go as far as they can go. And every game is going to be different. It's going to be situational. But if Simeon Woods Richardson can give you six or give you seven, let him go. If Zebby can give you six or give you seven, let him go. Like, that's the way I've
been. They haven't been able to do it so far, so...
I know that.
Yeah, so do you really throw them into the fire and say, you know what, here you go. We're not worried about wins. We just want to see a pitch.
At this specific point, what does it matter? Let him go. That's the point. I'm in agreement with you. Let him go. Let him go as far as he can go. It's not going to hurt.
No, it's not. I want to know if they're going to treat that differently, because if we're going to do the same thing with the different guys in the bullpen, then I question blowing it all up.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We went over the 30 minutes. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll get to a few of the highlights because there wasn't a whole lot there, and maybe some post-game reaction. This is Final Pitch right here on The Good Neighbor.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
All right, welcome back. Final segment, final couple of minutes here. Final pitch. Twins fall to the Guardians 3-2 in extras. Let's get to the highlights and some post-game reaction. Jose Ramirez is just, he's a phenomenal player. The Guardians, he's just a difference maker. And offensively, he always has something to say and has a part in being a positive contributor for the Guardians against the Minnesota Twins. In the first inning, his RBI single got them on the board first.
0-1, ground ball, first base. Diving effort by Clemens into right field. They're going to send the runner, no throw. And he'll score easily from second base. And the Guardians strike first on an RBI single from Jose Ramirez. 57th run batted into the season.
All right, they would lead 1-0 at that point. They would tack on another run there in the bottom of the second. But let's jump all the way to the top of the seventh, because that's when the Twins were able to finally get on the board. Austin Martin, who had 3 hits tonight, he hit a squibber. The pitcher Gattis picked it up. He overthrew first base, scoring a couple of runs for our Twins.
And the right-hander, 2-2 delivery, check swing, little roller back towards the pitcher's mound. Gattis picks it with his glove, picks it up, throws it to first, and it's into right field. Coming around third is Lee. Here comes Vasquez, and they're going to wave him in, and this ball game is tied. Just like that, and Austin Martin, little check swing, roller that goes 12 feet, turns into 2 runs.
So at that point, the Twins had some life. But we were not able to accomplish anything in the 9th and 10th inning. And then in the bottom of the 10th, they love walking us off. Manzardo did exactly that.
Funderburk, the kick, the pitch, line drive, left center field, ball game over. Rocchio scores, and the Guardians do it again to the Twins. Manzardo with a walk-off base hit to left center field. Third time this season that the Guardians have walked off the Twins. It's a 3-2 final.
All right, let's hear from the manager, Rocco Baldelli, just talking about the game in general.
I don't have a response for what goes on in this ballpark as opposed to anywhere else. We played a good competitive game tonight here. We pitched well. We had some guys swing the bat well. We had some opportunities to score. Couldn't bring too many guys around. We needed to get some guys on. We got a throwing error, and we were able to race home, which was good. We'll take that. Probably what ended up happening today was the game was tight. We needed to find a way to push another run or two across the board off of one of these guys. Had trouble doing it. At some point, you got to score another run. We weren't able to do it.
This is Rocco talking about the team's response today after all of the moves that were made yesterday.
Yeah, the guys handled it incredibly maturely, professionally, competitively. Had a good talk with the whole team, and I won't go into everything, but we're here to win. We're here to win games. We're here to work our absolute tails off every day. And I talked to the guys about there being some great opportunities in front of everyone, you know, whether you're a veteran player or a young player. And I've seen teams able to figure things out very quickly and on the fly, and I've seen it go very well. But you have to believe in it, and you have to embrace it, and you have to go forward with it. And I think the guys handled today exceptionally well as I ever could have asked.
Rocco, talk to me about Joe Ryan's outing tonight.
It's a lineup of 8 left-handed hitters, guys that are scrappy, guys that have good at-bats. And even with that, would he give up 2 runs? But we probably should have turned the double play on one of those in one of those innings and gotten out of that inning without anything. So you're probably talking about a run through 6. It's a good outing. You know, it's a really good outing. He found his way through everything he needed to. He made good pitches when he needed to. The stuff was good today, and he was able to, as you say, do it. It's an unusual day today, unlike some other days that we've had at the ballpark. He was able to go out there and pitch very well and very competitively.
And lastly, Rocco, talking about just the new roles on all the new individuals and the way that this bullpen looks. Let's talk about those roles.
Cole Sands and Tope, I grabbed on the side. They've been here all year long. I wanted to let them know where they would start pitching towards the end of the game in these types of situations. And both those guys and Tonk, they went out there and did a really nice job today out of the bullpen. Obviously, we have to decide who's got what role, and you know, generally where guys are going to be prepared to pitch, because it's a you know, obviously a different group than was here yesterday. So those guys did their job today. They did a really nice job.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up a final pitch for this evening. But everybody out there listening, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate the text. I appreciate the phone calls. And we will talk to you Monday right here on The Good Neighbor. Have an awesome weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.